tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hello, happy Monday. It is Eclipse Monday. It is August 21st, 2017. We are doing this broadcast live, specially this morning, for the eclipse. And I wanted to talk about that before I go to your calls. So here we are with the opportunity to celebrate a brand new moon. So, new sun from the moon. Okay, so here we go. We get the old sun blocked out by the moon for a new sun. Now, what's really, really significant about that, and what's really significant about today, August 21st, is the number 21 in numerology is, it reduces to a 3, mind, body, spirit, all right? But what's also really cool is in tarot, there's a card called the World, which resonates to the master number 21. It is the last card in the major arcana for the tarot, and it happens to also be number 21. So when you look at today as though it's an opportunity for you to let go of what's not working for you, to embrace what is or will be working for you, then everything shifts for you. So what I would like you to do is, this eclipse is going to happen in a couple of hours. And you don't have to look at the eclipse to get the benefit of it. Just knowing that today, within a few hours, you can actually look at your life the way you want it to be. So it's a letting go of what wasn't working for you to embrace what is or will be working for you. That's exactly how you look at today, this amazing solar eclipse that allows us to move forward in a brand new energy. Because dang it, you deserve it. And you've earned it. There are people that have lived their entire life for this shift. That's why you signed up for this lifetime, is for this shift. And we go from an old sun to a new sun. And the moon, going through the shadow of the moon, allows us to have that. So look at your shadow side. What are you drawing to you up until now that's been your shadow energy? Because now it's time to go into your light or your sun energy. Moving forward, after this eclipse, it's about you totally eliminating anything that brings negativity to you, which means you might want to stop watching the news for a while. You know, it's funny because we've taken to doing things that make us laugh before we go to bed now, my husband and me. So we're currently rewatching all of the episodes of Frasier. I think we're on Netflix watching that. And those, there's always something in an episode that makes us laugh. And that's what we go to bed with. We watch the news a little bit in the morning just to know what's going on. We do read the newspaper. But again, you got to not allow yourself to be so saturated with negativity that you're not allowing your own light to shine. And that means that if you have people around you that they're constantly Debbie Downers, or they're constantly whiners, or they have an energy that just seems like they're on the verge of being pissed off, those are the people you need to step back from. On the flip side of that, if there are people around you that make you feel more like you, they're the ones you want to be around. I'm just saying. All right, so I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tamika. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Tamika. What's your question?
My question is actually about a relationship issue. I have a guy I've been seeing for maybe like 11 years, actually in October, and I mean, basically what I did was a few days ago, I actually wrote him a letter just to tell him exactly how I felt and just what I was thinking about us and where we're going to go, you know, where we're going to try to further this relationship. And I just want to see, what did you see with that?
So here's the thing, is that he wouldn't be with you this long if he didn't see value in the relationship. Because this is he's kind of quirky. It's like the right way, the wrong way, and his way of doing things. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so one of the things that I know this sounds like a weird thing to throw at you, is would you say he's kind of a guy that worries about money?
He doesn't. He's actually a police detective about to get ready to retire. He's a real big saver.
Okay, do you worry about money?
I mean, well, I actually like to make more money. So, I mean, I guess that would be something that I would consider actually, you know. Go ahead.
So I want to tell you, he's coming up upright in this reading. But he's coming up as a very quirky, super disciplined guy. And he doesn't deal with emotional issues very well. And then you have a card that is, I call it the stingy card. And so sometimes the stingy card comes up when someone's worried about money. But sometimes the stingy card comes up when people involved are stingy even with their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That he may not be somebody that's very good at talking about that. But what he does...
Well, that
is
true. He actually was married, and they didn't make it. So she actually cheated on him and got pregnant on him. So he really does have a issue with it. Like, a lot of times people be like, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship. But we kind of, like, started just out of the blue. I mean, we had been friends for years, but
right.
We started kind of, like, going out and traveling together. So we've been on, like, several trips together. He's really good. He's a really good guy about, like, taking care of things. I don't have to worry when I'm with him. But it's just that I think he, like, it's like he's kind of afraid to me. And I'm just wondering, like, I haven't called him since I gave him the letter because I told him that now it's on you. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let you make that decision.
So then you have a card where you're seeing things very clearly with him. All right? So we got the stingy thing with the emotions, the stingy thing here. And then we got the card where you're seeing him very clearly. And I actually am incredibly proud of you for writing that letter. Because he will reread it and reread it, and then he will reach out to you. Because what the next card's talking about is that you don't have to do this the hard way. And then now you actually are feeling some weird regret about writing the letter. And I'm telling you, I think you did the right thing.
Okay.
Because you want a definition for the relationship. You don't want to be... You don't want to be booty call buddies. That's not
you
want.
And I think that if I hadn't done it, like, you would have just been going on and on with us traveling, doing things, and never tried to make that move.
Right. Now, after a year, it's an appropriate time to say, what do we call this relationship? How are we defining this relationship? It's totally appropriate what you've done. But you have to be strong enough to not reach out to him as though things are still the same. So, you know, the fact that you did this before the eclipse makes me want to just give you a big squeezy hug, because you are not going to put up with a halfway relationship. You deserve to have someone that's all in. And
right.
and if he can get past his fear and reach out to you and go, hey, what's up? If all he has to do is that, hey, what's up? Then he's agreeing with you in some soul level. But if he doesn't, then you had to be at a point where you said to yourself, I'm willing to let this relationship go if it's not the one that I really deserve.
Right.
And that was the upshot of your letter, is that I don't want to be booty call buddies. I want someone I can build a future with. And the funny thing is you don't actually have to get married to have that. You just want a commitment.
Right.
Because because I don't think that you put the M word. I don't think you put the idea of marriage in this letter. You just want to define the relationship. And
no,
I have to give you.
No, I didn't. I actually just told him, you know, like you said, defining our relationship with someone on the team. I mean, if we can do that, the marriage thing will come later, because he's very, one thing I do like about him, I mean, he's not like you say, he's really laid back, really, you know, he's actually a detective, so he does things, he calculates everything. He's been a police detective for years, so he's actually always analyzing things.
Okay, so here's the thing I want to tell you, Tamika, the thing I love about this man is that he is incredibly loyal to the people he loves.
Yes,
he's loyal to his friends. He's loyal, and actually, in a weird way, he's loyal to you too. You're just looking for how do we define this? What do we?
Right.
What do we?
And you
always
about
call?
That because there's nothing that I won't ask him that he won't do. He's always
right.
Like that you won't friend.
Right. So he's showing you the commitment. You just want to hear it.
Exactly.
You want to hear it. And I don't blame you. So I'm actually incredibly proud of you for doing this. So you got to wait.
Okay.
Do not reach out to him. Do not reach out to him, but don't be surprised if you coincidentally run into him.
Okay.
Don't be surprised, which might not be so much of a coincidence. He might make that happen.
All right. That's what I want
okay.
to know. I didn't want to,
so
I
you,
want to let him come around.
Yeah, you let him come to you now, because I think that you're, and I'm going to say it this way, and I'm saying it with a smile and a wink and a hug. I think your audition period is over.
Okay. Okay.
And if he's going to move forward with a commitment, I think that you have made, I think you've made it really clear that you're not doing anything to hurt him. You just want it defined. And I think you did totally the right thing. I'm so proud of you, especially since you did it before the eclipse. I think that's wicked cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
all right, gal pal.
It. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye. Bye. I've got somebody here from the 551 area code. Hello, 551. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanisha. I've been trying to get in touch with you. You're awesome.
Well, they say it takes one to know one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so what's your question for me?
I'm calling. It's a love question, like the last caller. I went on this amazing date with this guy, and I just want to know what is going on between us, because communication has died out, and just wanted to see where we're at. So if we're not on the same page, I want to leave him behind after this eclipse, before this eclipse, so I can move forward.
Okay, he's sweetie, he's playing the field, and he's not ready for a commitment. So if and now here's the benefit to you for that is because you know that he's playing the field and he's not ready for a commitment, you can put him on the back burner as a friend. But a friend doesn't do any sleeping with him, no poking. This
okay.
is not going to be no booty call buddies here. Not you just do it
Do you think I would benefit from him being a friend or?
Well, you know, as long as here's the thing, women of the 50s and 60s knew this. Women that are a little younger don't know this. But as long as you don't have sex with somebody, you keep all your power. You keep all your power when you don't have sex with someone.
Okay.
And I'm just telling you, it's not that you're using sex for ransom. You're using it to maintain your power. So as long as you don't sleep with him, I don't care if you guys go out occasionally and go to the movies and do fun things together, and you don't let it go from one thing leads to another. You don't go to it just happened. You don't do that. You just say, no, we're friends. I don't sleep with people I don't have a commitment with.
Okay. So is he interested? Because I haven't heard from him in days.
Yeah, he's playing the field, girl. It's not that he didn't like you. He liked you. But I think that he's any next little sparkling thing that gets his attention, he goes after it. So as long as you know that, but do not text him. Do not chase him. Step back and realize that the love of your life is coming to you. It might just not be him.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, happy eclipse. Right. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 720 area code. Hello, 720. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. What's your question?
It's about this current relationship that I'm in. I'm just trying to see where are we going with this relationship.
Well, okay. I just got this weird little vibe with you.
Uh-huh.
I see two men in your reading. I see actually one guy that's kind of self-absorbed and a bit selfish, and I see another guy that is everything you're looking for in a relationship. And the you know how you find out which one it is?
How?
Is by you becoming really fun. And I don't mean fun, and again, you know, if you've listened to my program at all, I'm not about women having fun with guys sexually until it's a committed relationship. So you need to figure out how to be fun when it's not about sex. And so that means that you do things that are fun, like go to street festivals or go to concerts or go to the movies or go cosmic bowling or whatever
been.
It
I
is.
I have been, actually,
okay.
To old school this weekend. So I have been out. Yes, yes.
Perfect. Because what I'm telling you is the one that rushes to you because they like being with you because all of these experiences now connect with you, that's the right one. But I'm seeing that the disruption comes because there's a choice of two men for you, that it may not be the one that you're currently playing footsies with. It might be a new one. And this new one, I like him a lot. Dark hair, dark eyes, somebody, he's kind of a large man. He likes the good life. And what I mean by that is that this is somebody that when you went out to dinner with him, he would know what he really likes to have. He would know how to order a nice bottle of wine. I mean, this is a guy that he's just got a little bit more awareness on being well-rounded, but this is also a guy that if you said you were going to go get your toes done, he'd go with you because he'd love to have someone work on his toes. And the guy is just, he feels like a long-time, many-lifetime companion. That's the new guy. And I like him a lot.
Would it be someone that I know already, or?
It could be. It could be somebody that's been trying to get your attention, and you've been oblivious. Seriously. Because here's the thing. You're going to have a choice of a guy that is sort of halfway involved with you and just seems to be a little bit self-absorbed, or you're going to have a guy that's totally into you and really wants the partnership. I'm choosing the latter guy. I'm choosing the other guy, not the guy you think you have in your crosshairs. I like the second guy better. And I want you to pull back your power a little bit and not try to impress him so much. Actually, I don't want you to try to impress any guy so much. I just want you to be fun.
Okay.
Because you know when you put your A game on how charming you are. You know it. That's what I want. That's what I want to see is your A game. All right, gal pal. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. All right, guys. I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, fabulous Las Vegas. Who's this? Okay. Hello, Las Vegas. All right, I'll put you back on hold. All right, I've got somebody here from the 910 area code. Hello, 910. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is John.
Hi, John. What's your question?
My question is my purpose in life. I'm feeling pretty lost. Am I ever going to find this?
Well, here's the interesting thing about your cards is you've got this card that talks about you have an incredibly strong idea of right and wrong, and injustice pisses you off at a soul level, and that part of why you came in this lifetime is to fix things that are not right. And I'm telling you that your purpose has to do with that, because what it's saying here, and it might be just in your little corner of the world, whatever it is. Like there's a guy here in Vegas, his name's Martin, and all he does is rescue cats. That's all he does. But it gives him this sense of peace and purpose. That's what he does. So usually what happens is that people start thinking about what it is they love. So tell me, what do you love, John?
I love music.
All right. So if you love music, and it would be a way for you to either promote yourself or somebody else, how would you do it?
Oh, I've been doing it for 4 years, quite unsuccessfully. So,
well, here are three cards that are coming up that are working against you. So you have a really strong sense of right and wrong. You also have this huge potential card. So the two cards that are anchoring your reading are incredible cards. And then you have three little minor cards, which are the things that you need to deal with in order for you to get to that level you want to be at. All right? So let's start with the fact you love music. You love performing. You love doing the music, right? But here's mm-hmm. the three cards that are challenging you. You tend to take other people's opinions too personally instead of you actually embracing what you love about what you do. You also do not like the political environment of the music industry. So you fight it, mm-hmm. all right? Then you have this card of you spending way too much time by yourself. So you have these three cards that are your challenge cards. So, but what's interesting is here you have this card of huge potential over the next 5 years, and then you have this card of cosmic breakthrough. So when I said initially that you have a very strong sense of right and wrong, maybe a song that you create is about right and wrong. It could be a story that you write that's set to music about incredibly ethical decisions that have to do with right and wrong. So that could be your next adventure, is something like that. But the card resonates to cosmic justice. So you have this card that talks about the universe is about to reward you for all your hard work, all right? And there's a five-year plan that you have ahead of you. It doesn't mean that the success happens 5 years from now. It means that you put yourself on a path that you start to see the successes a little bit at a time that start to happen for you. But the three cards that are blocking you is that you have a tendency to take things way too personally when it might not be about you. You have a very difficult time working the politics of the music industry. And the last card is you spend way too much time by yourself. So one of the things that I would love for you to do is to write, and I keep getting this folk song. I get a folk song about living your energy. and it's what you write. And you realize, like I do, that what you put out there, you draw to you. So when you spend so much time alone, you keep perpetuating the alone time. When you fight the politics of the industry that you most want to be a part of, the politics fight you back. And when you take things too personally, you will see things that you take personally. You see what I mean? So those are your
yes.
three challenge cards. So here we are, right about to have an eclipse. Okay? So this eclipse allows us to take our shadow sun, our old sun, and go through the catalyst of this shadow of the moon to now have a new sun, which means that instead of you automatically thinking that the world's working against you after the eclipse, I want you to start thinking that the world's starting to move forward for you. Now, have you already set up for yourself, John, a YouTube channel?
YouTube, yes.
Okay, so you have a YouTube channel. There's a song that I'd like you to come up with that is a folk song that talks about the love in the world and how every person on this planet is a catalyst for the love in the world. It is a folk song that you write, and I don't know if it's set to guitar or I don't know what it's set to. I don't know if it's a cappella, but it's a song you write. And you start posting it everywhere. Everywhere. On Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere, on your YouTube channel. But what I'm seeing here is like, do you remember the song Delilah? You know, hey there,
yeah.
Delilah, blah, blah. That's okay. That was one of those songs that went viral.
Yes.
And I actually see something like that happening for you. As soon as you get out of this, it hasn't happened up until now mode, and start looking as though it's about to happen. That's the vibration that you need to embrace, John, is a more of a it's about to happen vibe, not a the world is working against me vibe.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
I totally understand it. Thank you.
All right. See ya. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this? Oh, we lost 210. Okay. Let me see if I can get 702 back. Hold on. All right. Hello, 702. Oh, wait. Let me get that. Hello, 702. Are you there? Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay. I'm putting you back on hold again. All right, I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. What's your question?
Well, I sense that my current employer is going to have me restart probably in September. I don't know for a fact, but I'm sensing that. Meanwhile, I finally had a telephone interview with a new employer, United Health Group, on Thursday, and I feel it went well. It was almost an hour, so it'll be 30 to 45 minutes, but it was an hour. And at
right.
the end of the interview, the young man said that he would forward my resume to the hiring manager, and I should hear either by email or phone within 5 business days. So pays a little bit more, but I really want comfort and longevity. I don't know if I'm going to interview with this with United Health Group, but I want the key here is I want to be wise and go with whichever company I'll have more longevity with and feel more comfortable with.
Well, here's the cool thing about your cards is that all the events that have happened for you up until now are actually leading you to exactly the thing you want.
Okay.
And what's interesting here is that you've got this card of, look, I have a good 7 to 10 years of work energy ahead of me, and I want to work
yes.
for a place that I really can feel all in. And it's saying that the interview went incredibly well. I'm looking at this going, you know, you've waited so long, Wendy, for things
yes.
to go your way.
Oh, Lord. True.
So
very
the
true.
Funny thing is that maybe the little blip that happened, a good thing.
Uh-huh.
because it's saying that you've got this card of total participation. You've got this card of you've worked very, very hard to be where you are. It creates for you, because of this, a sense of financial freedom and relief. Relief and financial freedom. And it's saying that a young man that facilitated it is going to be one of your biggest angels. Then you have a card that talks about sort of a opening and an understanding of where you really need to be. So I'm sitting here looking at your cards saying to myself, you know what? Finally, Wendy's getting a break. Finally, you're getting a break. And then you have a card here that talks about it looks as though all the forces in the world are working for you. I don't know that I could actually turn over any better cards for you than these cards. Because, wonderful. You know, you mentioned to me that you talked with a young man, and the young man is totally on board with you. He has put your resume in the next level, and you are going to hear from them. And the fact that you stayed incredibly poised during this phone interview, that's why he spent more time with you than he normally would spend with most candidates. So I see nothing but good here for you.
Okay. Will I interview with United Health Group? Will they hire me? And which company would I have most longevity, United Health or the one I'm currently with?
Well, you're going to put 100% of the effort into learning where you are right now. Because
right.
They're going to make sure that you learn it after the sequence of events where your computer didn't work at the last job, and that you were trying to get someone's attention that your computer wasn't working and that you couldn't learn the software, and they actually were kind of snarky to you. So I'm leaning toward the new job as opposed to the job you're at now. You know, because it's saying that the timing is going to work out, that you get to take on the new one, and I'd rather you take on the new one.
And why would you rather take me on the United Health Group one?
Because you feel better about it, and you feel like there's a new beginning, and you don't feel like there's a weird vibe of what happened at the one you're at now.
Very true.
So
yeah.
It's like the universe has provided you yet again with an opportunity for a new beginning. And so the thing is that I think there was a part of you in your spirit that was kind of fighting this job that you're sort of at now, that it may not be the perfect fit for you. Whereas
I felt let down by them.
Well, okay. So here's the thing is that I'm seeing that an interview happens. I'm seeing a job offer, and I'm seeing a job offer by October.
Okay.
Because they move slow at United
Healthcare. So you think it's United Healthcare. And so given the choice between the two.
So, sweetie, I got to let you go because you're asking me lots of questions like we're actually in a full session. So I love you bunches. You know that. You just got to have a good, positive attitude. October's the power month for either the job you're at now to be on board and moving forward or the new job with United Healthcare, but it's saying that you'd rather have the United Healthcare job. So, all right,
okay.
Gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay. Love
okay,
your show.
Bye.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or the Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-5000. 7021. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.